Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Chris Ramsey, who has just taken about 30 seconds to explain to me the difference between scratching the front of your ballsack and the back of your ballsack.
Quite right, quite right.
There's a difference, apparently.
Let it never be said that we don't educate on this podcast. So sometimes what you got to do, fellas, you know about it, sometimes ballsack's a bit flabby. It's a bit flabby, you know, it's a bit saggy. So you can't really get a good purchase to scratch. Sometimes you need to scratch the back of the ballsack. Good morning, everyone, by the way.
hope you're enjoying the breakfast.
Yeah, sometimes you've got to pull it up there and give the back of it a
really?
Good... Get it Is nice it... and taut and give the back of
right,
it a good...
Right, because it's the skin that's itchy.
Give the back of it a good raking.
Oh. No need to tell me the difference
it's the skin
between
that's itchy.
That.
What else would be itchy? What do you mean it's the skin that's itchy?
The testes.
The testes inside of the sack.
Testes.
The testes inside of the sack would be itchy. Yeah. Is that what you think?
I don't know.
How do you not... Well, that's like saying my brain's itchy.
I've had an itchy brain before.
That explains a lot. Hey guys, thank you so much for listening. We love you so much. Thank you for keep coming back. It's episode 90.
I know.
90.
Cray-cray.
I tell you what, you know what, like in the UFC and
tell
stuff.
Tell us somewhere.
In the UFC, I always find it really weird when I watch it, the cage fighting. Like the fighters, they'll start and it'll be like, this guy's a new kid, you know, he's brand new, he's got a whole career ahead of him. And then literally within 6 months, they're like, this guy's a veteran. And it's like the window is so short. And I feel like we're now podcast veterans.
Old.
No, I feel like 90 episodes makes you a podcast veteran.
Explain what you mean by veteran.
Veteran of the game, like, you know, just like an old hand
skilled.
At it. Wouldn't use the word skilled.
Okay.
Still really don't know what we're doing. Still, I never know what to do in this bit. Still...
You can tell.
No clue.
You can tell. Yeah. I mean, should we record this bit again?
No, I feel like I peaked too. You can't get rid of that sack scratching bit because that was banging that.
Right, okay,
the people are going to be...
Are you doing it?
Absolutely, there's a lucrative sponsor. There's a lucrative sponsor. I'm just saying, we're bloody...
Do you want to crack on then?
We're bloody veterans. Listen, don't you usher in. Don't you? It's not all about the money that we get from these sponsors, right? I've got to be in the mood. I've got to be ready to... Smash it out there.
Don't get any money.
This week's lucrative sponsor is telling people about your dreams.
Oh, did you?
Oh, do you have a dream? Did you? Oh, was I there? Was I there? Oh, and we were somewhere and then it quickly turned to another location, did it? And it didn't make sense. Great, brilliant. Telling people about your dreams. No one gives a fuck.
Do you know what I always think when someone tells me about their dream?
Yeah.
And what's happened recently since we started doing this podcast is people tell us about their dreams that we were in.
Oh.
And I read it and I go, didn't happen. That didn't happen.
What do you mean you didn't have the dream?
That dream didn't happen, I don't think.
You made that dream
up.
You made it up for a bit of content.
I reckon so, because I don't remember any of my dreams.
Some people can remember their dreams, and they call lucid dreaming, and remember the dreams.
Well, my
do
Kate
stuff in
does,
them.
Doesn't she?
Oh, fucking hell, I have to hear another one of your sister's fucking dreams.
I know, but...
Oh, lock the shed, Kate's had a dream. Oh, check the gutters, Kate's had a dream.
Go to the...
is the hob working? Kate's had a dream about gas, motherfucker.
Oh, get to the doctors, Kate's had a dream about your mole.
That's a real one. Just not even making that up. That's a real one. Jesus.
They don't always end well. So annoyingly, she's had a couple that have been right.
Yeah.
So now you've got to listen to her.
I still stand by the one about the shed. You can't. Are you talking about the one about the shed? You can't be claiming the shed one. What, in the summer, she started telling people to put locks on the sheds when everyone's out on bikes. And in the summer, on the late nights, where people nick fucking stuff out of sheds.
Yeah, but then our shed got broken.
Because it was the summer! No,
it's because of Kate's dream.
It's not!
She knew.
I sometimes reckon it was probably her. She's probably, when she phoned you to tell you about her dream about someone breaking the shed, she was probably in fucking B&Q buying some bolt cutters.
Do you think she does it?
Yeah, I had a dream. Yes, the big bolt cutters, please. I had a dream. Clink. And just sits by her phone the next day. E, never. Someone broke into your shed. I can't believe. E. Do, 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 do,
do, do, do. Dreams can come true. Look at Kate. She's bang on. Most of the time.
Stop it. Stop telling people about your dreams. It's boring as fuck. When someone goes to me, hey, hey, I had a dream out the other night. Honestly, I just want to run in the other direction.
Same.
I want to run away so fast.
Oh,
the worst crack.
It's the most boring thing in the world. Like,
it was like me and you, right? And we were like in our house, but it wasn't my house. And then it was me school. And then,
and then you said this. And then you asked it to do God. That. And it was so funny.
Stop.
Was it? Really?
Oh, Jesus.
Had to be there.
Hey, but listen, we might be down on that, but we're up on life. We're happy. Let's crack on.
Here's a jingle.
Yeah!
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed. We're very happy to have you here.
We are.
Just a little pointer at the beginning of this episode. If you hear any drilling or any loud noises or anything like that, we're still getting the bathroom done. The professional thing would have been to tell them to maybe stop for a few hours, but we want it done. We want it finished.
It's got to be done.
So unfortunately, they're just cracking on.
And I mean, I guarantee you, he came down a couple of minutes ago to use the toilet. That's right next to this room. He was in that toilet quite a while. I'm 99% sure he had a shit in my toilet. So that's
Oh, the window was open. I've just been in.
The window was open. He had a shit in the toilet.
Oh.
It's great. Thanks, mate. There's a skip outside. Not use the skip. Jesus.
Oh, there's something that we've never spoke about before.
What?
It must be really hard to be a work person, like a labourer or a plumber or whatever, and if you need the toilet in other people's houses, bless them. It's not. That some mustn't be nice.
Some of them never, ever, ever use the toilet. It's so strange. Some of them just don't do it. When we had the bungalow, hashtag one story glory, and we got the extension on the back, they never used the toilet.
I think they were peeing in the van.
I mean, that van, imagine. I mean, did they? But that's the point is, I never saw them empty a bucket of wee out the back of the van. So that tells me that they got in the van and very steadily.
Oh, and took it somewhere.
Like they bought eggs. Gary, whoa! See the corner? I've got all of our collective piss on my pants.
They might put cling film on the top.
Oh,
after a job.
No.
You know, I don't know how it works. Let me know. I'll ask my brother. He's a plasterer. He'll know.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
So Rosie is very excited. She's just had a bloody love letter of a fancy bit. Haven't you? She wishes.
Don't say it like that.
No?
I got a signed book this morning through the post from Sam Hewen.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie Fraser
from Outlander.
And Graham McTavish. What's Graham's character called again?
I don't know. It's his uncle. He's mint. He looks like he's the sort of skinhead
lord,
one.
He's a lord, isn't he?
He's a what?
A lord.
He's a what?
I don't know.
A laird.
Oh, a laird.
Bloody Sorry. Lord. We assassin that language coming
again?
Over here.
Look at how terrible we are.
I can't remember, but he's I think he plays his uncle. He's a mint character. He looks hard as out. I think he is actually hard as fucking it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they've sent you that, and it's a. I mean, it's just a shame we can't tell me mum yet because she will be so excited.
Yeah, well, I'm going to wrap it up for her for Christmas. But he did write me a handwritten note with my name on the front.
Yeah.
So I'm keeping that envelope because he now knows what my name is. So that's
quite
cool.
Have you considered that he hasn't written that? Have you considered that someone at the publisher just wrote that?
No. Do you think?
Mm.
Oh, don't.
It could just be some intern wrote that.
Do you honestly don't think that he's even wrote that?
Don't think so.
Oh, Chris, why would you do that? That hadn't even crossed my mind.
Well, welcome to the real 2020, bitch. Welcome to the real world.
We signed all our books personally.
Yeah, he signed it personally on the inside.
But you don't think he's wrote that card?
That handwritten note? Probably not. Probably not.
Oh, he hasn't, has he?
I don't think so. Let's have a look. Tell you what,
Check
the handwriting. Let's have a look. Okay, hold on. It's called Clanlands. And really lovely of him to do that. So Sam.
Mm-hmm. Check the handwriting.
Oh, shit.
It's the same.
Yeah, that's him.
It's the same. Right up yours. It's the same. It's fully the same. Get in. Best wishes from Scotland. We should put that on ours. I never think of doing that.
Best wishes from the Northeast.
It's not as important.
I don't know what kind of fucking time he's got in his hands, but we signed 12,000 books and there's no fucking way I would have given even one single person on this planet a handwritten card as well. So he's a nicer man than
me. Well, I tell you what. That's made us even wider. So,
wider.
Oh, I wanted to shock you there. I'm sorry. I did just want to shock you. But that's lovely. Thank you so much.
Speaking of wider, so my mum absolutely loved those books like so much.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
she's the Diana Cabaldon ones. She's going to lose her mind when I give her this.
Well, I mean, it's like she used to tell me about it to a really weird level. She'd be like, I just love them. And he's just this guy called Jamie. And he's like, she goes through these stones and she's just going on about it. And then when they made the TV show, she was losing her shit about it. I remember she was like, Chrissy's exactly like I imagined in the books. Like the cast him perfectly. He's exactly how I pictured him. I'm like, fucking Harry, my man. Jesus Christ. He wants to leave you alone with this fucking, with this for a bit. I was downloading. It's like, I was downloading them for her because they were on Stars at one point before I had Amazon Prime. So I was just downloading them and putting them on a little USB stick for her. It was one step shy of giving me mom porn.
Yeah. Like, yeah. That was your mom's porn for a while.
Ridiculous.
She loved it. She talked about it every time we seen it.
Unbelievable.
And then, do you remember how many times she told me that Holly Willoughby likes him as well?
Oh, Holly Willoughby watches it. I was like, I don't know where you've heard that.
No, because he went on this morning.
Oh, he was on this morning.
And Holly Willoughby was a little bit how I am right now about it all.
I was going to say, we should probably, to be fair, if we don't know if it's his handwriting or not, we should probably show it to my mum. She's probably got a few fucking bills and letters out of his bins.
She'll know. Very cool, though. I find that really cool. I'm keeping that forever.
You know what's so lovely? That you're in this world and you sign books and people like, you know, messages from you and signatures, but you're still, like, massively fangirling over. And the fact that he sent you out of nowhere, so someone's obviously Someone's obviously told him that, you know, that we watched the show and that you, and weirdly he knows about my mum loving him as well, so... Yeah. Big shout out to them. That book is called Clan Lands. It's by Sam...
Hewan.
Hewan and...
Jimmy. Gray McTavish,
and I think it's out now. So there you go. That is the kind of plug you get when you do something nice like that for me wife and me mom. Good on you, Sam.
Thank you so much. And Sam, if you ever fancy a little night away, just let me know.
Let me mom know as well, because, you know, don't leave her hanging outside your house all night if you're going to be away.
She's not coming as well.
No, I'm saying, if he's going to go out with you, let me mom know he'll not be in his own house, so she can at least have a night off. From hanging outside.
Well, we can
window.
Just do different nights as long as I go first.
And that tree that she lives in his garden.
What's happening? You'll not listen to this.
Oh, God, no. God, almost absolutely not.
No. Good. Babadoo, 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 ba. So, Mr. Weekend.
Hello.
Mr. Saturday Night, that's you're that home.
Me. That me.
From your little jaunt on TV.
Yes.
As we're recording this, actually. It's a Wednesday, but it's going to be Friday when this comes out. You're blooming doing Children in Need.
Children in Need.
Unless you've died, obviously.
Well, I nearly died today, jumpstarting your car, but we'll get onto that later on.
No, we said we weren't going to talk about that. Because that's like telling someone about your dream. That is boring as shit.
Right, okay.
You took the car to the garage. Okay. You failed to start it. You took your bike in the back. Yeah. When you got to the pedestrian tunnel, it was shut, so you had to get your dad to pick you up.
Rosie, it was the boring, morning from hell. It was the morning from hell.
Ring. Nobody cares.
Hell. Do I even consider getting the ferry? That's how low it was. That's how sad I was.
Our ferry's lovely.
I had one layer on. I had a bloody froze on the roof of that ferry.
Ridiculous.
Eesh.
Something which is quite interesting, which I've taken and wrote down from what you told me at the weekend. I found it very funny. So Chris obviously hosted Little Mix The Search and it was great. Well done.
Thank you.
Thoroughly enjoyed it. Thank you. Well done to all the bands. The bands were amazing.
Fantastic, yeah. Big shout out to Since September who won, but also Why Change Melodies and Nostalia are all going to do great things. Stupidly talented.
Totally.
And really nice people. I know it sounds like bollocks, but they were all just lush. Like, I can't even get into... Sort of, I don't want to give away things that happened behind the scenes, but they were all just so lovely and courteous and nice to each other, and there was no rivalry. They were class.
That's good. Could you name them all?
The bands?
Could you name every single member of every single band?
Oh, God, no.
Right. Because...
God, no. Rosie, sometimes I would walk on and I'd have to like give a cheer for the band and I'd have to quickly look at the name behind them on the board because I'd be like, who the fuck's this? Because I was busy thinking of me jokes and like me next links.
Well, what made me laugh was you told me about a member. I can't remember. I don't know which one she was in. And you said that you struggled so much to remember her name that you came up with a rhyme.
I had to. Right. So I specifically, it was for some of the jokes and the links that I did. I had to know some of the names. So Since September is Harry, Patrick, Jacob and Matthew.
Uh-huh.
Matthew.
Sounds like the Bible.
Yeah. So that's nice. That's them. That's the four Since September boys. And then Why Change is Eden.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that name.
Yeah, she's awesome. Eden, Ashley Tragic. Versace.
Yeah.
Right? But then,
yeah.
Ramina.
Yes.
I kept forgetting Ramina's name, and I kept forgetting how to say it, because when it's written down, it looks like Romania.
Uh-huh.
And I said it wrong the first time I read it, and I thought, I can't do that again. That's terrible if I say a name
wrong. Do you want to tell everyone the rhyme that you came up with?
So the rhyme I came up with, before I say her name, and she's lovely, I've spoken to her on Instagram since then, I hope she hears this. The rhyme that I came up with to remember her name was, Ramina, Ramina, have you seen her? That was how I remembered her name.
Honestly, the professionalism that oozes out of you and the BBC is unbelievable.
When you were sitting...
Ramina, have you seen
Ramina,
her?
Ramina, have you seen her? I mean, I said it in my head. I had to say it in my head before I said her name.
So glad you said it in your
head. Well, the thing was, because she was rapping and playing the piano at the same time, she's outrageously talented.
I love them all, but why change were my favourite?
Well, I got a message off one of them saying, I think we're your wife's favourite. I was like, yeah. I have to be very impartial, but my wife, she didn't take that on board.
I did tweet my love for Why Change. But they were all fantastic. It was a really good show to watch because they were all really good. And it's nice to watch talented people, you know. But then again, I always kind of love the underdog in other talent shows. But it was great. It was great. And then hopefully there'll be a second series. You never know.
You never know. I'm looking forward to seeing all of those guys live.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Ramina, have you seen her?
Yeah, you've seen her on stage, smashing it. Damn right. Babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo, ba. Something lovely with an ounce of tragedy happened this week.
Okay.
It's been happening a lot recently.
Beautiful.
So I've told you about my Nana Bridget before. She spoke on the podcast.
Yes.
How old did she say she was? 82 or 83? Why can't I remember?
I mean, when you get to that age, your year doesn't matter.
She always says to me, I'm a 35-year-old woman trapped in this old woman's body.
Oh, bless.
So that's
her
what
heart.
She is. She called me the other night when you were on the search.
Uh-huh.
I think she might have had a couple of wines, not going to lie.
Okay.
She called us and she was giving it the old, Rosie, you never sing anymore. Why don't you do any singing? And she went somewhere that she's actually goes a lot recently.
Right.
She played the death card. She keeps playing the death card.
No, you know how it fucking feels.
What do you mean?
Don't do that to me all the time. If I die, find love again. Someone that likes the bins.
No, this is a different kind of death card. Nana Bridget is a lot closer to death than what I am.
Right.
She plays the death card. She wriggles it over your face. And so what she basically said was, Rosie, she wants us to record her, like, because she's got my DVDs of when I used to sing and CDs. Yeah. And she's like, I've worn them dry. Right? To the bone.
Watched the search, watched people singing, and then decided she wanted me to sing
for her. Amazing. So I need to record something for her. But I just find it hilarious how when you get to a certain age, you can go, I'm not going to be here forever, you know.
Yeah.
And this is what you say. She goes, I need to hear it before I die.
Jesus. And it's no pressure.
No, honestly, I'm like, Nana, I've got a free day on Thursday. I'll do it then. Please don't go anywhere. Hilarious. I just find that I can't wait to get to that age and just dangle that death card all the time.
You can't wait to get to that age and dangle the death card. I can wait. I'm in no hurry for that.
I'm looking forward to other things along the way, obviously.
I think what you mean is that'll be a fun thing to do when you're that age. Right.
Yeah, it will be. It'll be like...
Oh, God, me. I'm like going to not answer my phone and that now and then just to keep them on their toes.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. That happens. That's a true thing.
Yeah.
There's been times when my Nana hasn't answered her phone and there'll be a full, like, I'll get a phone call from three different members of the family and it'll be on the thing going, has anyone heard from Nana? She's just, you know, just cracking on. She's mint.
She's kind of bloody, yeah, you should got Rosie's DVDs on full blast. Fucking head banging.
So Nana, if you're listening, well, I know that you're listening, so I will promise you I'll get something recorded. She's requested a song. Yeah.
Good. If she's still alive by Friday when this goes out.
This is what I said to her. I went, Nana, you keep saying, you've got to do this before I die. She'll be here for another 25 years, she will. Honestly, she'll get the letter from the Queen. She's not going anywhere. So Nana, I'll get it done, I promise.
Big up Nana Bridge.
Babadoo, 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 ba. While you've been away recently, me and Robin have been having a lot of chats.
Right.
And he keeps asking us, I don't know if he's asked you this, but he keeps saying, Mammy, what do you want to be when you're older?
Right.
And I'm like, well, I am what I want to be when I'm older.
I want to be 85, dangling a death card over my family. That's what I want to be. I cannot wait.
That's the dream.
Yeah.
So I asked him what he thinks that you and I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I recorded it. Do you want to hear?
Oh, God, here we go.
What do you think Daddy does for a job? works with you.
Works with me, yeah. Doing what, though?
Seeing all the stupid things in you. Seeing all the stupid things.
Yeah.
Well, one, I don't like the word stupid. Stop saying that. But two, yes, you're kind of right. We just talk about stuff, don't we?
Just talk about stupid things.
I said stop saying stupid.
I said stop saying stupid.
No, now you're just playing copycats.
No, now you're just playing copycats.
Mm-hmm. All right, then. Mummy's my favourite.
Mm-hmm. All right, then. Mummy's my favourite.
There you are. You heard it.
Oh, that is cheap. What a cheap trick. I can't believe he fell for that. What an idiot.
This is how it started with the what do you want to be?
Okay.
What do you want to be right now?
So, right now, well, I've got a job.
What?
Do you not know what Mummy's job is? So, Mummy does the podcast with Daddy, and Mummy wrote half a book this year, and Mummy gets paid to do things on Instagram. You look shocked.
What do you want to be?
What do I want to be?
Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of, I am what I kind of wanted to be, but I guess. Do I want to be something else? You know what I really want to be? I want to be a pop star. Thank you. Do you know what I mean? I want to, like, sing on stage.
See, I want to be a builder.
I want, well, I mean, okay, I'll be a builder. Right. Oh, thank you. Put that pencil behind me here. Now I'm a builder.
Is that what he did?
What do you want to be when you're older?
A builder.
You want to be a builder?
Yeah, he had a pencil. He kept putting it behind my ear, saying, "You want to be a builder?" I was like, "I am. And I'm not. I'm doing other stuff."
Imagine that. All, imagine that's all it took. Just stick a pencil behind. Oh, I'll just knock that extension up now. I've dropped my pencil. I've lost all my power.
Got to say though, that's quite a good dressing up tool for a 5-year-old.
I mean, it's very perceptive. Mm-hmm. That putting a pencil behind your ear as a builder.
I don't know how
good.
He would even know that.
I don't know. Proud of him.
That's
really
good,
isn't
it?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
nice.
So my son just thinks we say stupid things.
He's right.
Yeah.
Nailed it. I've never heard a better review of what I do in my life. Rosie, I'm embarrassed when I tell people I'm tired, man.
What do you mean?
If I'm like, oh, I'm not going to be working loads, I'm embarrassed to tell people. Cause
why?
Because they say, what have you been doing? Fucking standing in front of a camera for Little Mix or just, you know, sitting in your kitchen recording a podcast with your wife. Like,
yeah, but
it's embarrassing.
It's exhausting having to be on and smiley
yeah,
and cheery.
People don't understand. So I just never sit. Like, I'm never, them guys doing our bathroom now. I'm never going to go up to them and go, oh, I've got to go to London again in the morning for children need. Oh, I'm bloody knackered. He'd spit in my face.
Why?
During COVID times. it's just a weird thing. You can't really like be like knackered in this job because people are just people with like, you know, quote unquote real jobs are just like, fuck yourself.
Yeah, well, yeah, true.
But I am really tired.
No, I'm tired.
You wouldn't even make me some crumpets this morning, do you know that?
Because I'm too tired.
I was in the bath and all I wanted was to eat 2 crumpets in the bath like an emperor. And you wouldn't even do me crumpets while I was in the bath.
Oh, do you know? No, fuck off.
That is the most.
Why do I have to make all of your food? I'm not going here again.
I just wanted a crumpet.
You're getting this on a bad day. I'm not your personal living chef. You make enough money. You hire a chef.
Listen,
but don't have them anywhere near my kitchen.
Great.
Because I'm not having a stranger in the house.
I'll tell you when you have to make me food. I'll tell you when you have to make my food.
What? I don't
when
have
you,
to make
I'll
your
you
food
when,
at all.
I'll tell you when. When you've just offered to make me food. And then I go, so, are you still making that? And you go, no.
No,
that's
right,
the only time
right.
I expect you to make
nah, nah,
me food.
Nah. Listen. Pipe down, right? Nice. You, oh, yeah. I'm not even, this is going to,
where's them crumpets, Rosie? Oh, do I have
no,
to?
No, no. I say to you, do you want a couple of crumpets? And you go, oh, right, hang on. Well, I'm just doing this. And I'm like, that was the offer then.
Right, it was
the offer isn't after I've like sat down and started doing something else.
Okay.
Do you know what else is infuriating what you do?
What?
You will ring me from somewhere and ask us to fill your fucking bath, right?
Yeah.
And then I just think, by the time you get in, why don't you just do it when you get in? I hate that. I hate that you do that. It's like, that's gaslighting. That's gaslighting.
It is. Someone to run you
no,
a bath.
It is.
Not
it actually is. It's like you're just always going, yeah, I'm there. It's like a control thing. And I do it.
All.
Muggins.
You do
it. I never ring you.
I beg your pardon. You didn't do it. You filled the fuck out with just hot. If I'd have jumped in it, my skin would have come off. So you half
Chris,
filled a bath.
I filled that 20 minutes before you got in. Yeah. For God's sake.
Nah, it was boiling. It was boiling.
Just do it when you get in. We've got a really bath system.
I will. Bath system.
No, but like the water comes out really quick. It's not like a really slow bath where you go, oh, start that bath because I know it's going to take 15 minutes. I'd never ring you asking you to put me a bath on. Do you know why? Because like a normal person, I'll go, oh, I'll get in and I'll just put the bath on and it'll take 5 minutes and then I'll climb in.
Really
instead
nice.
Of making me pregnant wife have to get up and bloody fill us a bath and do all of this stuff.
You can't let you had to go to the fucking well at the bottom of the garden. Shut up, man. It's a tap.
Nah. I hate it. I hate it when you ask.
This isn't even the beach yet. This isn't even the beach.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
You've caught us on a really bad, on a bad day. We're having a bad day. I'm really tired. Chris reckons he's really tired. Babadoo, 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 ba. There we go.
Well, I never knew that.
I still didn't.
You're kidding.
Nah, he signed it himself.
No way!
It smells like him.
Oh!
Mysteries, 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 mysteries.
Zatanak.
Informative mysteries, mysteries, mysteries.
From the Highlands.
Mysteries, mysteries, mysteries.
Do you know what's really, really tragic?
What?
We are literally, I'm not bragging here, we are literally one of the biggest podcasts in the country.
Yeah.
And you still play your theme tunes by holding your phone up to the microphone.
Yeah.
It's tragic, isn't it?
I often think, should I do that properly and send it to Daisy, our editor?
Yeah.
But then
I... Weirdly, no, because then you can't do your little bits in between and...
Chris, I can't be asked.
I think people... I think people find the low production values quite charming.
Do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Does it add a bit of... It adds a bit of... I was going to say alakazam, but that's the complete wrong
opposite.
Word.
It adds a bit
the
of...
The opposite of that.
It drags it down. It drags it down. If it is, if it could get any lower, but it does. But just before we do Rose Mysteries, I'm just going to...
What's that you've got there?
I'm just have a lovely, nice drink of water out of me Shag Mardinoid water bottle.
It is very nice.
Dishwasher safe as well, apparently. On the
is
bottom.
It?
Although I'll not be dishwashing it because, you know, I don't want the paint or anything to come off.
No, nice to keep them nice. Can I have a little taste? Does it taste different?
Doesn't taste. It tastes funny. That
have you got COVID or?
Well, we sleep together, so yeah.
Though. When was the last time we slept together?
We're lying next to each other.
Yeah, all right, okay. I was going to say, yeah, that's a lie. Hang on.
Yeah. What does that taste like?
Oh, it tastes like it's just come from the mountains.
Yeah, from the Sassenach.
Sassenach.
Yeah. Touched by a Laird.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a good look.
It's nice. It's a nice lovely bottle.
Well, I had a normal black bottle like this. I'll just listen.
It reminds you of a milk churn.
I love it. So the merch is on the website, by the way, if you didn't subtly get what I was getting.
Shagmardinoid.com. It's all there.
I do love that bottle. I had a similar bottle. From my bike, and then I've got this one now, but I don't want to put this on my bike because my bike thing scratched it.
I've bored myself. Right. We've got a Rosie's mystery here.
Come on.
This was sent in from Daisy, our editor.
What?
Yeah, Daisy getting in on the Rosie's mysteries.
She sent a mystery.
Big up, and it's 100% true.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. So,
Here
we go. A friend of my parents went to a local shop and bought some non-brand, slightly dodgy looking nugget. Or nougat, as you say.
Oh, that's all right. Okay, the chocolatey stuff. Nougat. Can you buy nougat on its own?
Yeah.
They bought some off-brand nougat.
Might have been like a tourist shop or something.
Right, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know how you can get fudge and that.
Kendall mint. Oh, right, yeah, that's nice, that okay. stuff, isn't it? Is it mint cake or something?
Kendall mint cake. Not a fan.
Oh, what?
Not a fan. They always, whenever I do delicious. Kendall, they always have some in the dressing room. And whenever I do Chorley, they've always got Chorley cakes in the dressing room as well.
Never had one of them. Don't even know what one is. Anyway, so.
They're nice. They're like kind of mince pie kind of things. Nice.
Oh, right. Okay. I would like that. He's bought some non-brand slightly.
Okay.
He was chewing away when he bit on something hard.
Oh, God.
He removed it from his mouth and realised part of his tooth had come out.
Oh, that happened to me at school with an iron brew bar.
Oh, Mr. Perfect Teeth. Right,
baby tooth.
Oh.
Baby tooth.
Right, okay.
Oh, yeah. So that what happened there is... Okay, then. What happened there is my mum's at the dentist currently getting her teeth repaired. And I said, oh, you know, my mum always looks after her teeth, but, you know, they're just sort of cracking and crumbling away at the moment. It's just something that's happening. And Rosie says, well, yeah. Well, you haven't got very good teeth either, have you, Chris? Rosie, how many fillings you got?
I've got two.
How many have I got?
Don't know.
None. Mm. Never had a thing done. Next.
Stain easy though.
And they're porous. They do stain for tea and stuff, but yeah. Honestly.
I did feel quite bad.
Came from nowhere. I was sitting with breakfast and she just out of nowhere went, yeah, well, you know how you've got bad teeth as well. And I was like, one, I get a lot of compliments from my teeth when I'm on telly and stuff.
Yeah.
And two, I've never had a thing done. They just scrape the plaque every time. That's all they do.
Ew.
Never had a drill, none of that, touch wood.
All right.
That's so annoying. But yeah, anyway.
Sorry, I didn't mean it like that.
Are we really petulant this episode?
Oh yeah, massively.
You know I love you. Uh-huh. It's all right. We're still friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is
it time to eject some positivity where I say I love you and we're still friends? That's what that was, but I just jumped ahead.
Oh no, I love you too. I'm just really tired. Okay. But that's fine.
Okay.
It's all right. We're a married couple. We can't be sweetness and light all the time. Okay. We get on each other's tits.
You would think we're kind of like, I don't know, put a bit of a show on for our podcast, but we don't even do that.
No, sorry. You don't. Once a week, it's a lot.
Once a week's a lot.
No, you would think we could spare 3 hours once a week to be.
I don't think anyone would enjoy it.
Do you not think?
Talking about how much we loved each other and being really soppy. No, I think everyone would be like, why is this a thing?
Yeah. Yeah. I'd hate that.
It's good to be able to sag each other off and then still be in love and be friends. So
we'll see. Okay, so. Bit of his tooth coming out.
Okay. Oh, for God.
He managed to get it. I fucking hate it when you do that.
Sorry.
You do not need to be taking drinks when I'm talking.
Sorry.
Are you going to do this on Children in Need, are you? Eh? Oh, here's the total. Oh, where's Chris? Oh, he's just having a quick drink of water. Couldn't you wait it until there was a video on, Chris? No, I can't. Can it possibly wait until there's a pause to take a drink? Honestly, what a bell end you are.
Oh, God.
Stop drinking water while I'm talking on the podcast.
It's just such a good water bottle.
We have breaks. Stop it.
I just had to do it.
Stop it. Good water bottle. He managed to get a dentist appointment the next day and put in here pre-COVID times. Remember them days?
Oh, dentist appointment the next day. You're bloody joking, aren't you? Oh. Goodness. Bet he just walked in.
I know, yeah. My tooth. Oh, yes. Get you straight away. What's a face mask? Never seen one. He explained to the dentist what had happened and handed over the piece of tooth. After the dentist had a good look around, he said...
No way. I've nailed it straight away. That's disgusting, though. I can't believe it. It wasn't his tooth. It was someone else's tooth.
Is that what you're going with?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was just in the nougat.
The dentist said, well, the good news is this isn't a piece of your tooth. But the bad news is it's a piece of somebody else's tooth.
Oh, I knew it. Oh, my God.
Safe to say the guy never ate nougat again.
Oh, nougat. Oh, nougat. That's disgusting.
Yeah, eating somebody else's tooth. Tooth, like they say in Wales.
Oh, my God. Horrible. I remember when I was, this always sticks in my head, when I was in the infant school, an Irish lad whose dad was in the army and he was only in our school for a couple of years. He was called Billy, a friend of mine, lovely lad. He bit his roll, as he called it. His roll was his sandwich. Mm-hmm. And he bit it and he quickly got a fright and he put it back in a bag and tied the bag up and put it in the thing, put it back in his lunchbox. And I went, what was wrong? And he was like, there was something hard in it. And then it opened his mouth and his mouth was bleeding. And I was like, I think it's your tooth. I was like, I think your tooth's came out. So his tooth came out while he was eating his sandwich and he bit it. And he got a fright and just put it back in the bag. And he was like, there's something hard in it. I was like, I think it was your tooth, mate.
Oh, do you remember the trauma of being young and your teeth falling out?
Crazy, isn't it, to be fair?
Like, I think we brushed over that pretty well.
I think, yes. So where was I recently? Oh, I socially distanced, had a meet up with my friend. Michael and his daughter had a tooth. He was like, look at her tooth. Her tooth's sort of slack. And she pushed it forward with her tongue. And I'm like, and you do that thing with kids where you go, oh, yeah. But you remember what it felt like when your tooth was just like on a fucking hinge in your mouth. And you're right. They just take it in their stride. They're not bothered.
I know. But it is. It's horrible. It's a horrible thing.
You'd sharpen that. And then like the bit where it's coming off, keep tender.
Did your mom, my mom used to give us like, she'd be like, have this crust of the bread, and we used to give her apples and everything.
Really?
And also, me and my brother and sister did the door trick. Did you ever do that?
I never did the door trick. Yeah. My dad used to pull mine out, like, if they were really, like, hanging, and I was hurting as when I was eating and stuff. Uh-huh. And he would, like, pull... But the way he did them was a twist.
Right.
So he'd literally put his hand in my mouth and just, like, rah, and just twist it out, and it would be gone. And I'd be... Obviously, I was pathetic, so I'd be screaming.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I'll be able, when Robin's teeth start falling out like that.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll be able to watch him. It's when they go look and they like go.
Yeah, yeah.
And it wiggles in and out, and you're like, oh God.
It's like a barn door in the wind.
Oh, I can't even. Honestly, I'm not squeamish about many things, but teeth and bones, like that's what gets us.
Yeah.
I'll not be able to.
Yeah, absolutely. You've nailed it. It's a trauma, and you just skirt over it. It's like, oh, you've been kissing the girls. Yeah. Not part of your face has fallen out. Good God.
Dreading Robin's front teeth coming in.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to notice him.
I know, we're not going to wreck. I mean, notice him. That's a bit harsh.
Recognise was the word I meant.
Like an invisibility cloak. Magic teeth.
The sofa's uncomfortable. Chris, you're sitting on Robin. No, I didn't notice him. I meant recognise. That's what I meant. It's a terrible thing to say. Oh, shit. She's not going to let us forget this in a hurry. I meant recognise.
I know. Oh, hey, get in. I hope you do that on Children in Need.
Get a word wrong massively.
Balls it up.
Well, that's not a nice thing to say. You hope I balls up Children in Need. Hey, I'm sure I'll have a very, very lucky and fortunate time presenting Children in Need live on BBC One.
No, I think
One,
you'll do really well.
Because it's only on Friday the Bastard 13th.
I know. No, you'll do really well. And obviously, you know, I hope you do really well. And then they'll realise that they should have got a woman to do it, and the year after I'll do it.
I'm with Alex Scott. She's a woman. I'm doing it with Alex Scott.
Two women.
And Mel.
Three women.
You just want it to be all women?
Yeah.
Stephen Mangan, you want to get rid of him and all?
Why not? Who can we get in? Who's available?
By the way, if you do watch, if it's great. Friday morning as you listen to this, and if you do watch Children Need Tonight, it would be lovely if you did text in and give a cheeky little donation, but only if you can. Only if you can. Because guess who's got the job of doing the totaliser halfway through the night? This fella.
Oh, have you?
I'm so excited.
Don't mess it up.
I'm not going to, man.
Do you need to learn what the difference is between thousands and millions? Because I've already thought about that. I'm being genuinely serious. I thought about this. I know, but I thought about this the other day, and I was like, if I was doing that, I'd be like, and the total is 3,000.
Oh, you know they're going to write in words for us.
Oh, thank God. Yeah. Right, on, okay. Oh.
I know my limits. Straight away, I was like, can you write it in words? Can you have it on the auto cue? Can you say it in me? Yeah. Can you have someone holding it on a card?
Yeah.
Can someone text us it?
Oh, I'm so glad. Because like, that would have been... Imagine you're...
Well, you know, for Little Mix of Search, my massive fear, because it was live Saturday night, and all I thought about, I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning the night before, and I was lying just in the hotel, and I couldn't get back to sleep because I was... Have you seen that clip of, is it America's Next Top Model?
Mm-hmm.
Where she gets she says the wrong winner.
Oh my gosh, yes. Yeah.
It was rattling on my head. Oh. I could see the woman's face. It's the woman's face. It's just like, and the winner is, and they start celebrating. And you see, and she goes, oh my God, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's not the winner. This person's the winner. And the person who thinks they won just have to go, okay, then, well, congrats. It was.
Didn't that happen on The X Factor as well?
I think it was Ollie Mears and terrifying.
Yeah, so learn, make sure you know what you're going to say and what the numbers are. Because that would be embarrassing.
Imagine it was something really like, and the total is £125. And I'm just standing
70
there.
70 pence.
And they're like, the 225,000, Chris. It's, oh, shit.
Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Bah, Babadoo, 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 ba.
It would be time for Whatcha Beef, but we've already had such a massive go at each other this week, we're going to say there's no Whatcha Beef.
No Whatcha Beefs, 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 beefs.
Although Rosie did leave her car parked in the middle of the drive the other day, even though she knew it was having trouble starting and it was blocking the whole drive, and I had to get my mate to come round and jump start it. That was Whatcha Beef.
No, you've just done a beef.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
All right then. Well, my beef with you this week is we're currently getting the bathroom done and we're pissing in a pot at the top of the stairs because the other toilet's at the bottom of the stairs. All week, Chris was like, you two, to me and Robin, you're disgusting for weeing in that pot. Yous are absolutely disgusting. I was like, Chris, I'm pregnant. I'm having to wee three times a night. I'm not going downstairs setting the alarm off. Bloody blah. Chris was going downstairs setting the alarm off. What did you do last night, Chris? Tell everyone what you did last night.
I got down on my knees in that hallway and I pissed in that sweet
you
sweet
traitor. You hypocrite. Hypocritical traitor.
I also brought it downstairs and emptied it as well. Twice last night. Do you know what's worse?
You emptied it during the night?
I emptied it when I got in. When I got in from the train from London. And then
here's something. I went to bed early last night. I went to bed at 9:30.
You could have come down.
I could have come down, but I just had a wee up there.
The worst bit is, I don't mind emptying mine and Robin's wee out of it, but you've always got a bit of toilet, because you've got a bit of toilet roll in there and it makes it worse. I hate it so much. Manky, like literally, I was brought it downstairs this morning, I was just retching. How do you start your day, Chris? With a coffee, with a cup of tea? Oh no, I bring a bucket of me family's piss downstairs with bits of toilet roll floating in and I pour it into the downstairs toilet. While fucking heaving. That's how I start my day.
Do you know?
How do you like your eggs in the morning? I like mine with some piss.
Do you know that Robin really likes weeing in it?
Really likes weeing in a bucket. I'm not surprised.
I don't do it in the morning. In the morning, I'm like, I'm up, I'll take it down empty and I'll wee in the toilet downstairs. But Robin's like up there. And do you know, he sits on it.
Oh no, no, it's going to tip over.
Like me, because I sit on it.
Don't let him sit, it's going to tip over. I got down on my knees to wee in it last night. It was tragic. Honestly, it's like fucking, you know, Michael Jackson Earth song where he gets down, he's like, ah, ah. I was like, I'm just down on my knees and dick hanging over the bucket. What have we done to the upstairs bathroom? Look what we've done.
Do you know, the horrible thing is, there's literally a toilet downstairs.
Yeah.
Like it's the laziest thing.
What about all the piss created by your wife and son?
There is people who have toilets downstairs and not upstairs.
Yeah, we're just lazy bastards.
Well, no, because the worst time ever to get the bathroom done. Mm-hmm. When I'm not pregnant, I don't wee during the night.
Sorry,
I go all night.
Are you pregnant?
Yes.
Get that quiet.
31 weeks. Wow. I usually go all night without a wee, but now I'm like three times a night, easy.
Strange thing to brag about.
What?
Listen, right? I go all night without a wee.
No, I'm not being funny. You'll never see me getting up, having a wee.
It sounded like the same way someone would go, I'm the last one on the dance floor. Honestly, I go out with me. It's me. And I go all night without a wee. I never leave that dance floor.
Have we ever spoke about that?
What?
I'm mint on a night
People
out.
People say they're amazing on a night out.
They say they're mint on a night out. And you go, yeah. Oh, you're not
you
the
need,
way
you need to come out with me. I am amazing on a night out. 10 o'clock in a taxi being sick.
Yeah.
Bye.
Crying.
Fuck me.
Funny.
So that was the beef section.
There's
that didn't happen.
Yeah, okay. Couldn't help ourselves. Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
From the public. Herbal rain. I ran out.
Yeah, if you want to get in touch, it's shagmarinoid@gmail.com. I couldn't say it there because I was running out of breath of all the puppers. Shagmarinoid@gmail.com if you want to get in touch. Please continue to send your dilemmas, your questions, your funny stories, your Rosie's mysteries. But let's not get carried away. It's only a minor part of the podcast. And all of that stuff. Thank you, your beauties.
I've got one here.
Okay.
This isn't a question really, but it's a funny story and it made me laugh.
Yeah, questions from the public section doesn't need to be questions from the public. We just kept it as that because that's what we called it. But yeah.
And we are lazy. And as you've noticed from this podcast, we can't be asked to change anything. Mm-hmm. Because if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Although it technically is broke because it doesn't really.
Yeah, well, fair enough.
It's fine. It did, you know, bodge job.
Yeah. Dear Rosie and Chris, This story wasn't the wife and I's most proudest moment we have ever had, but thought it would be a good story for your show.
Happy days.
It all started when my wife wanted our pet Westie to have a litter of puppies.
Oh, God.
The first issue was finding a dog for her to mate with. One day, she came home from work to tell me she had found the ideal dog.
Wow.
Her colleagues at work, Mark and Barry, had a Westie called Birdie, who had done it before. In their words, he was an expert and would sort our Lucy right out. I don't know whether he's changed names here or whether they're all the same.
Right. So weird. But yeah.
Why is it?
Just like, I always just find it weird. Like just, you know, like pimping your dog out. It's just weird.
We're not
like,
in the dog world. This is probably very normal.
It's probably normal in it. But it just feels weird that she would be like, yeah, I've got like a lady dog who like wants to get booked. Has anyone got a bloke dog who's still got his knackers?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's still got his knackers. Oh, and by the way, bit of extraneous information here. He's geet good at it, and he'll proper sort your dog.
Mate, like, he's done
literally
it before.
Bragging about how good a shagger that dog is.
Yeah,
it just seems
before.
Like a very strange thing. Mm. But I'm not in that world.
You're not. It's probably very normal lingo for
it
them.
It probably is. Yeah.
So arrangements were made, and it was agreed that Bertie would come and stay with us for a week, so the deed could be done.
A week?
Aye.
Jesus.
Got to make sure that it properly happens, don't you?
Yeah. Wow.
They dropped Bertie off and he walked in the house. Now, I've always been told never to judge on first impressions, but let's just say Bertie looked a little past his prime.
Hugh Hefner of Westies. one of them little red quilt jackets on. Just shuffling in.
Bless
Do you know
him.
The one I mean?
Yes, he's dressing
exactly
girl.
Like Hugh Hefner.
He struggled to climb up the doorstep and was out of breath walking from one side of the room to another.
We had to give him a Viagra.
But I thought to myself, maybe he comes alight and is the true pro we've been led to believe he is when the time is right.
Jesus.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Grower, not a shower.
All of that, yeah.
Well, when that time came, part of my thoughts were true. He did come alive and showed a lot of interest in our Lucy. There was just one issue. He couldn't get it up.
Oh.
Yeah. No matter how hard he tried, his old little legs would just not hold him long enough to do the deed.
Oh.
This led to some heated words between myself and the wife, as she suggested I would have to either hold him or guide his todger and myself.
You are joking me. Can't get some puppies from somewhere else, you sick pervert. What are you doing? I bet you're filming it as well, are you?
As you can imagine, I wasn't having any of this, and I told her this was her idea and I was not touching a dog's dick. I left and went to work.
Which I think is a fair sentence.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's a fair sentence.
One I hope I never have to say in my entire life.
I am not. Why? Oh, I mean, the wife has fallen out. Why? I refuse to touch a dog's dick. Okay.
I left and went to work.
Wow.
Later in the day,
there's
loads more.
Okay.
We haven't even scrapped the surface.
Oh.
Later in the day, my wife rang to tell me she had been on some forums for dog breeding and had been given a contact who could help.
No, you're like a fucking dog pimp. like a dog sex therapist.
Dog fluffer.
Oh, Jesus. Like Gillian Anderson from Sex Education. A dog Gillian Anderson is going to come around and tell them how to have sex. Oh.
Who knows? I was busy at work dealing with an incident, so didn't pay much attention to what she was telling me. My shift ended and I arrived back at home, where there was a van parked in my space.
A van? With a mattress in the back. With two dogs on the mattress.
Stop it. A bit strange, I thought, but thought nothing more. I then walked into the lounge and was shocked to see a strange man with Bertie lay in his lap, sat in my chair. And the man was tugging on Bertie's love length, muttering the words, "All right, son, you just got to get them going. You just got to get them going."
Oh, my God.
He slowly backed up and walked out of the room, calling for my wife, asking, "Why is there a man wanking Bertie off in the lounge?"
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
After 10 minutes of this man using his Beth method.
10 minutes!
In brackets, he apparently specialised in pigs.
Great.
You've guessed it. Bertie the Wonder Dog could still not get it up.
Wow.
Bertie spent a good 10 minutes walking around the room, thrusting his hips like he'd won the prize bone. As the man was leaving, my wife said, "You owe him £80. £80 fucking pound, I said.
Right, now, okay, I would really like to know what he thinks is a reasonable price for someone working a job for 10 minutes.
I think that's cheap.
I think that's really cheap.
I think
cheap.
That's really, really
I'm
cheap.
I'm not joking. To get me to wank a dog off, right, for 10 minutes, that's... you're going to at least have to put a zero on the end of
that. We need
to
get what's his face back on the phone for that, personally. What's the Amazon man?
Oh, Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
He needs to be on the phone for me to ever wank off a dog. I'm sorry. That's horrific. He does it on the regs. It's his job. That's his job. I think we've got a bad job. Worried about telling our son one day, what did you do? Was your job? Oh, we did a bit of a dirty podcast. Imagine telling your kids, well, what do your mum and dad do? Your dad wanked a dog, so.
I just worked it out on my calculator there. You know what? 10 minutes, 80 quid for 10 minutes of wanking a dog. If that's 480 quid an hour.
Wow. All right, okay.
If you can get the work in.
I mean, that makes it sound a lot better.
Get the work in. 9 to 5, what's that? 9 to 5, what's that? 8 hours? That's times 8. Whoa, that's £3,800 a day.
Five.
That's 19 grand a week. You'll have carpal tunnel.
How many dogs
This is assuming there is a non-stop conveyor belt of dogs and you are wanking from 9 in the morning when you log on. You're wanking dogs off until 5 o'clock, Monday to Friday, right? So that's per week, right? Now we're going to times that by 4 for the month. That's £76,000
right,
a month.
Okay, now we're talking.
That's £76,000 a month.
That's a bit different, isn't
it? Okay, let's times that by 12, right? That's nearly £1 million a year before tax, right? We'll times it by 60 for the corporation tax and the VAT. Right. That's £550,000 a year.
That's not bad.
Wanking dogs off. But that is 9 to 5, morning to night.
Every day.
I haven't put bank holidays and stuff in there, but I'm assuming whoever's employed you to wank dogs off, they'll probably pay you Christmas day and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You could sit at home eating your Christmas dinner with your bandaged up right hand in ice. And sit there thinking, you know what? I'm eating this pig in blanket. Don't really want it because it reminds us of work.
Oh, the wife's putting her lipstick on again.
I've got one for you here.
Woo.
Dear Chris and Rosie, please settle this debate. Is it okay for guys to share the same underwear with other male members of their family? As my ex-boyfriend, his brother and their dad all passed around their undergarments.
Not okay.
Communal underwear, draw, yay or nay?
Not okay. Why would you do that?
It's really fucking weird that, like, that's really weird. I find that really, really strange.
Although, oh man.
Nah.
No,
I don't,
because growing up I used to wear my sister's knickers.
Did you?
Aye, all the time.
Oh, okay.
I doubt she ever wore mine. Right. I didn't wear my mum's.
See, that says more about you. But I just feel like... I know you can wash them, but I just feel like, I don't know, there's like residue of the soul is in there, like your underpants, you've been wearing your underpants, you know.
This is the thing, I think as kids, you would. Like as I did wear, kids, I wore my sister's, but I used to try my sister's brace on, there's a difference. But when you're a grown adult, I'm married for wearing.
Yeah.
Like they're clearly grown
adults. I mean, we've had to go with people for having communal towels. This is, you know, this is another level. If you're wearing the same size boxer shorts as your dad, you're all adults.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
So there's a sub question here. Rosie, what would you do if Chris shared his underwear with his dad?
I'd vomit.
Well, I've got an underwear problem at the minute, haven't I? I need some new underwear.
Your underwear stinks.
It's just too old. I can't, honestly, I've done a whole routine about them. Once I find some nice underwear that I want, I just want to keep it.
I know, but it's really embarrassing considering, you know, you're doing quite well in your career at the minute.
But it's just...
I know, but I was looking at you on the search and you looked really handsome. I was a bit annoyed, actually. You looked really bloody... You looked better than my wedding day.
Yeah.
Honestly, you did. I was like, he is.
I did get an angry text.
He's
exactly
come on a lot, leaps and bounds since the day I met you, which I'm a bit annoyed about. But anyway, that's a different thing. So you had that beautiful, expensive suit on. You've got a stylist, Ray's getting all your clothes. It's absolutely
Big
lovely.
Shout out, Ray.
Hi, Ray. I know underneath that suit you'll have had the shittest kegs.
Oh yeah. Ever. And I've been wearing them for the exercise bike, so they're just not cleaning. They're not cleaning. I don't know if I need to put them on a hotter wash, but then they'll. I'm just having a nightmare.
I think you just need to get some new ones. I think you need to just get new things.
I'll give me dad a ring, see if he's got some spares.
Please don't.
No, go on.
But that's what else I was going to say.
Yeah.
You've started wearing, you know, your bed kegs. Everybody's talking about my bed kegs.
Yeah.
I got my bed kegs.
Yeah.
We need to finish the song. I got my bed kegs on.
Yeah.
Your bed kegs are the same as my dad's bed kegs.
What?
So, well, I've told you, when I was growing up, my dad's bed kegs.
Oh, yeah.
You started wearing them and I was washing them. I was thinking, is my dad secretly living here? Because they're the same and I don't like folding them up because it just reminds us of my dad's bed kegs.
Well, stop folding them up. You're creasing them. If anyone's not aware of what the bed kegs are, they're just... So I'll go and buy normal underpants, right? Me sort of boxer briefs. And then I buy large... bigger ones,
like
that I would never wear under jeans because they'd ride up, but I wear them.
They're not
to
cotton.
Sleep.
They're like.
Yeah, they're weird. I don't like them either.
Linen-y.
I need to get some new ones in. Is there a good website to get underpants from? Is it weird ordering your underpants online?
Mate, there's no shops open at the minute, and we've managed not to talk about it. So I normally get
them in supermarkets.
Yeah, you do.
I'm not one of these Calvin Klein,
no.
Ralph Lauren polo underpants guys. I'm Tesco.
What about some Kelvin Kloons?
Kelvin Kloons.
Some of them. You not seen them?
No.
Kelvin Kloons.
No.
It's like the knockoff Calvin Kleins. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Okay, so someone's emailed in here. I know you guys are always interested to hear where people listen to your podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Edinburgh, but I'm currently in Australia doing my farm work. Brackets. You need to do 88 days on a farm to achieve your second year visa.
Wow.
I mean, that's nuts. I didn't know that.
To be a farmer?
No, to live in Australia.
Oh.
Have you not noticed everyone who goes over there to do visas always ends up working in a mine or a farm?
Yeah.
So this
I knew
must
that,
be
the, actually.
You must have to do manual farm or mine work.
Cool.
Crazy. I've stayed at many nice hostels in my time, doubt it. But in this working hostel... It is as grim as you would think.
Oh, is this a hostel story?
So, right. He's basically emailed in trying to tell where he is while he's listening because he knows we get excited about people all around the world.
Yeah.
Now, I thought hostels were bad, right? This is a working hostel for people who just exclusively work on a farm.
Farm in Australia.
So they work in on a farm in Australia, sweating their bait off in the mud, and then they go back. This is the worst hostel I've ever heard of in my life. Listen to this next sentence.
Right, I don't...
The hostel used to be a jail, so the rooms are old cells.
No. That's horrible.
So no windows at all, and you can imagine the size of them.
No windows?
Yeah. The hostel is grim. I'm talking sick being left in the sink for 4 days. None of the locks on the doors work, so some of the doors are missing the bottom part on them, so if you're doing a wee, people can see up to your knees. And the worst of all, someone keeps leaving fag ends in the shower, and not one, but two whole poos in the shower.
Oh, what? They brushed over the sick bit? Why is the sick being left for 4 days?
Because someone's sick in the sink and then no one wants to put their hand in to move the chunks to let it go down. I'm very familiar with this.
Why are people being sick?
Because it's a hostel and they're there on gap years working on farms, getting steaming and just being absolute animals and living in an old jail. This is hell. Like,
this
if I die and go to hell, I'll be here with these people.
Okay.
Like, oh my God. My question is, how long do you think either of you could last at a working hostel? That place. How long do you think, Rosie, you could live in that place that he's just said?
Oh, now that I've lived a little bit of luxury, because we've done all right. We've got a nice house and whatever.
Pissing. I mean, we're literally, as you're saying this, we literally piss in a bucket at the moment, but okay.
Yeah, okay. that brings it down a lot, actually. Back in the day, I probably could have done it.
Nah.
Chris, I lived at Pontins. Do you know, I used to wake up and there'd be slug trails over the city that I used to sit on.
What of you?
No, I've slugged. Ew. So I've kind of...
I've
dossed a bit, but yeah, I don't know if I could be doing that. The old jail thing sounds awful.
Oh,
makes
God.
Us think The Walking Dead, you know, when they live in the prison.
Yes.
That series.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
See, have I told you this? Have I mentioned this on the podcast? That in the back of my Renault Clio, when I used to be at uni and college, in the back of my Renault Clio, I had two clean sleeping bags and two yoga mats for when I stayed at anyone's house.
No, you have never, ever told us this.
Have I never told you this?
What?
So I would have...
What is wrong with you?
So I would have, I'd have like... There was this like flowery one that opened all the way that I would use as like my mattress on top of the two yoga mats. And then I had like a sort of one that was like sort of more of a shiny material with like a hood and a tug string thing. And I would literally make my own... And a pillow was in there as well. And I would literally make my own personal bed at anyone's house that I crashed at.
For real?
Yeah. I've always been really weird.
Oh, my. Oh,
but it was like,
do you know
it was
what?
Like the student thing. All my mates would all go to gigs. We went and saw like Baby Shambles. We saw the Cribs. Like we saw all these Arctic Monkeys when they first started out. And we were like 2 quid to get in, getting like hammered and everything. All leather jackets and them like skinny jeans and them fucking 6 pound plimsolls used to get from the army surplus store.
Yeah.
Everyone would like roll in at like a house, some student house, all drinking like, you know, like a full on, like a Libertines video.
You'd go
and I would go to the car and I'd get me 2 yoga mats and my sleeping bag and I'd make myself a little bed
and all the girls would disappear.
Yeah, everyone was like lying on sofas and everyone's just passing out on floors and in hallways and I was like wrapped up, brush me teeth and that, climbing over people and I'd have been in a little sleeping bag in the corner.
You are so strange. This cements a lot of stuff though.
Yeah.
Why would you, Chris?
Yeah.
You've never lived.
My mates, like Mick.
Dawson.
There's two lads called Mick, a lad called Gino, and they were always just saying, you got your sleeping bags, have you? And I was like, yeah.
Oh, nah. Oh, nah.
I used to rip the piss out. It was quite rightly, but you know what? I always had a decent night's sleep. I always had stuff to do the next day was the most annoying
I'm
bit.
Sorry. Oh, nah.
I remember once, right?
I wouldn't have went out with you then. I wouldn't have, you know.
Nah.
No? You'd be like, do you want to go on a date? I'd be like, oh, what, the lad who brings these sleeping bags to the random sleepovers that we never know are going to be planned nor married? Honestly, no.
I remember once it was a street in Sunderland and terraced houses, and it was this house where Mick and Gino and Chris was the other lad who all lived there, all four of them. And I was last back. I don't know what I'd been doing, but it was like literally starting to get light outside, and I was back to this house. We used to always just go back to this house, and I was braying on the door for ages, and I couldn't get them to open the door. Mm-hmm. And I'm quite courteous in a way of I won't just stand there braying the door to the point where the neighbours would wake up. I braided for a bit, and I was like, this can't happen. I climbed up the drain pipe on the front street,
right.
Literally
dangerous.
on the front street. I climbed up the drain pipe because I could see Mick's window was open, even though I was shouting his name and he wouldn't wake up because he was palatic drunk. And I opened his window. It was one of them windows where it was quite high, so it must have been about 1.5 meters tall, about a meter wide, but the top section opened like a cat flap.
Yeah.
So I started climbing through the window, and as I stood onto his windowsill, I knocked a load of like CDs and stuff off his windowsill. And he rolled over in his bed. His bed was just facing the window, a single bed. And he rolled over and he looked at us and I looked at him and he literally went, all right, mate. And he rolled off back to sleep. I was climbing through his fucking window and he just went, all right, mate. And then rolled back off. I went, you all right? You know what? My sleeping bag was on his floor. I climbed straight into it.
So what would happen? Would you take them with you beforehand?
So we would start drinking at the flat and I would have, my car would be outside because I would drive there, my car would be outside and then would go out for the full night, go to a gig or whatever, then go out in Sunderland, then go back and then my car would be there in the morning for us.
So sad. Hey, honestly.
Planning ahead is what it is. Jealous. You're jealous.
I'm not jealous because I feel like I've lived it a bit better than you.
Unprepared.
Nah, there's something, it's like a rite of passage going home. In last night's clothes.
Oh, I had a change
not
of clothes.
Not washing.
I had stuff
you
to sleep in as well.
No, you didn't.
I had a change of clothes. I had stuff to sleep in. Oh. Fully prepared. Sometimes I even took stuff for breakfast. Honestly.
Oh, you are the saddest.
I was five-star living before I had the money to five-star live.
Mate, you had a car. Oh, where? How old were you when you had your car?
17, I got me Renault. Renault Clio. Damn right.
What are we going to do when Robin wants a car?
Just don't know.
Buy his own. Oof. I'm not buying him a car.
No?
No, nah.
Okay.
I hate people who get cars bought for them.
You hate people who get cars bought for them?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I remember, right, this is a true story. My cousin Millie, God, I absolutely love her, she's gorge. Yeah. She got a laptop, right, when she was 12. Do you know when I got my first laptop?
When?
When I was 23. Had to buy it myself.
Raging, mate.
And I remember.
So jealous.
It was the same year that I bought my first laptop. I was 23 and she got one for Christmas. I was like, you. Honestly.
That's great.
Which, don't get me wrong though, because now that I have a child, when he's older, I'll probably want to buy him a car. But right now.
Yeah, absolutely will.
No, I'm not. I've said it now. I'm not buying him a car.
Well, I'm buying
his own.
I'm buying him one.
Do you know how much I put towards it?
How much?
400 quid.
That's fucking ridiculous. What, so he's five now. In 12 years, you think... In 12 years, 400 quid won't buy a fucking tyre for a car.
Well, tough lines.
Hey, Robin, not that unicycle that your mum's bought you. 400 quid unicycle, that's a trick one.
400 quid. My first car was £1,000.
Yeah.
Yep.
My first car was £4,000.
Fucking hell. Wow. And that was, so hang on, you got yours at 17, I got my first car at like, I think I was 26.
You know, I paid for my first car, it was my savings, it was my money. My
How did you been, save 4 grand?
My mum and dad have been saving up for it since I was a kid, and it was my own money put aside by them.
No, so it's not your money?
Planning ahead.
It wasn't your money then, it was your mum and dad saving for me. You.
Yeah, but you can't, they couldn't have dipped into that, that would have been a shitty trick.
Oh, who saves for the kids? Nah,
you heard yourself.
Who's doing that?
Who plans for the future? What's that sleeping bag in your boot? Nerd. What's that, a pension? Nerd.
I don't believe in all of that. I think you need to be able to pay for things yourself.
Yeah, I mean, there's a level though, but yeah.
There is a level, yeah, don't get me wrong. I've had help from my parents, but it hasn't been much. I think you've got to pay for things yourself.
All right, well, we'll get my car and pay the insurance.
No, I'm not buying him a car.
No, hard lines.
I've
already got one.
You have not. You can get a job. Honestly.
You have to have a job.
Yeah, but these people, then you get kids in the go, well, I've got me mum and I've got savings off me mum and dad. No, you have not. Get off your arse. Get a job. I'm not giving you naff all. It's like people who don't pay board.
Yeah.
Bet you, you didn't, did you?
No, I didn't.
You didn't pay board. Of course you didn't. Nah. Don't get it.
However, I empty the dishwasher every morning and I hung out the washing.
Oh, well done.
So there you go.
That's not too bad, actually.
That's good, yeah.
No, I think children and young adults should, a bit of real life, you got to pay for it yourself.
Yeah. Okay.
If you want it, you got to earn it.
Okay. I will bet my current car that you buy our son a car.
Nah.
You fucking bullshitter.
Let's shake hands. I'm not buying him a car.
I bet you do.
I'm not.
This is going to be a long time coming. If this podcast's still going in 12 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
I bet you.
I'm not buying him a car.
I bet you buy him a car.
No. Because you'll not appreciate it as much.
You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to put a hoodie on and a mask. I'm going to follow him to the bus stop and I'm going to kick the fuck out of him. And you're going to have to get in the car.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
That's how far I'll go to win this.
That's horrific.
I'm going to happy slap my own kid.
I'm just going to emotionally scar my own child so that you'll buy him a car. I'll still not buy him a car. Do you want to buy him?
What?
An air horn. Say, son, if you ever think you're going to get attacked again, you use that air horn on your dad.
Excuse me, mate. Excuse me, mate. You got the time. Jesus Christ. I was only asking the time.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. I thought I'd share a funny story about my friend. A few years back, she met a bloke on a night out and one thing led to another and she ended up back at his. She stayed the night, but woke up in the middle of the night desperate for a poo.
Oh, God.
Too embarrassed to go in his house, she decided to walk home back to hers in the middle of the night.
Oh.
She walked as quickly as she could back to her house, but her poo couldn't wait. She had to go.
Gee whiz, man.
She looked around. The only place she could find that was semi-private was a bus shelter.
Oh, no way, man.
She squatted down to do her business and instantly felt better.
Did she? In a bus shelter. Glad. I'm so happy for her. Animal.
She went home to bed, but woke up early feeling terribly guilty about the poo in the bus stop. So she got a large bucket of water and a scrubbing brush and went back to the scene of the crime and cleaned away her poo.
That's amazing. Oh.
A passerby came along to which she said, I'm just cleaning up my dog's poo. The woman gave her a funny look as she didn't even have a dog.
Oh, no, I respect that.
I've got all the respect in the world for that.
That is BFEA level 10. That is BFEA level 10, that.
Yeah.
Going back and... Because honestly, in her head, you know how far she'll have went in her head? She'll have done that thing where she'll lay there going, it's fine, I can just leave it. No, but then the police will get it and they'll DNA test it and they'll know it's me and then they'll say I ate this and then they'll go through my bins and they'll see a wrapper and I'll be in a courtroom and they'll be like talking, they'll be holding up a big bag of me shit in front of us and flapping it around. I get it. I've had that BFEA. Absolutely.
I don't know how these people have never lived in a world. Well, she obviously has, but did you never think when you were younger that there was cameras watching you all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even more now.
That's a rite of passage, isn't it?
Have I never told you when I used to go to the toilet at my mum and dad's house, if I was going for a poo, I would take the mirror off the wall and put it on the floor?
You fuck off, don't you?
Have I never told you that? I never told you that.
No, you did. Yeah. How are we still learning things about each other? You took the mirror off the wall.
I used to take the mirror off the wall
fully,
and put it face down on the carpet floor. My mum had carpet in the bathroom because it was the 90s. Yes, I used to take. So I'd watched True Lies with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, and
there's loads of interrogation happens with the one-way mirror thing, the two-way glass thing. I don't know, it's either called a one-way glass or two-way glass. What the fuck it's called?
Yes, I know what you mean.
And it's where they do the interrogation rooms, where it's a mirror to the criminal, but the police are in watching. And I thought, oh, yeah, they can see. I mean, it was wall behind the mirror. But then I convinced myself that the little metal hook was like the connector and there was a camera inside. But if the little metal hook was off, then you couldn't see the camera inside.
So every time you took
every single time I had a poo, I used to take the mirror off the wall and put it on the floor.
That's...
Every single time. It's mad, that, isn't it? I've just remembered that. Yeah.
I don't think I went that far. I just remember going through a little phase of thinking that when I was in the bath, someone was watching us. But I was really weird as a kid, as you can imagine.
What did you do? Start presenting? Singing?
Yes.
Yeah. Start singing to them.
No, I used to pretend, this is a true story, when I was probably about 11 or 12, I used to have a flannel, right? And I used to pretend.
Flannels are the worst.
Well, I used to pretend that I was the host in an animal show, but I was in the water and the flannel was like a fish. I'm not even joking.
I thought you were going to say you rolled the flannel up and it was your microphone.
No. I was just presenting. I didn't need a microphone.
Okay, it was just
I was in the bath and it was like me animal and it would be all around the bath and I'd be going, hello, welcome to, the time. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Rosie's Animal Show.
Yeah.
I'm in the tank with this fish again.
Yeah.
Wow.
All that I did it. Oh, that's how I remember it so vividly because I used to do it a lot. I spent a lot of time in the bath as a kid.
Weirder than my, I spent a lot of time in the bath as a kid.
Did you not like take Daryl really Hannah. Long baths?
Yeah, quite a bit.
I did. Robin does.
Yeah,
I love it.
I suppose,
it's mint being
filling
in the bath.
You're filling up the empty bubble bath bottles.
Making
and,
portions.
Making portions and that. Yeah. Fair enough, yeah. I weirdly think yours is weirder than mine. Presenting your own show with a fish flannel's weirder than taking the mirror off the wall, I think. Hey, go on me Twitter. Let's do another poll. Rosie got absolutely annihilated last week. Jack and potatoes and cheese toasties. I'm not gonna explain the full thing. I'm just gonna write on the Twitter poll. If you know, you know. This week's podcast. What's weirder? Mirror, flannel fish. That's what it's gonna say.
Fair
okay.
Enough.
So there we go.
Just in my defense, quickly about last week's poll.
Yeah.
Everybody. I did get annihilated. People prefer cheese toasties. That's wrong with you.
Obs.
But a lot of people were still very much love a jack and potato, but
not
a
enough
cheese
to
toastie.
Win the poll.
Not enough. No.
So there we go.
No.
Annihilated.
As always, thank you so much for listening to our little podcast, Shag My Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
It is indeed. Thank you so much. Please continue to like, rate and subscribe, and anything you want to ask were or tell were, shagmyannoyed@gmail.com, and the merch is on sale now.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, indeed.
And the book's
still there,
hey.
Taking over.
Listen,
so there you
why
go.
Not?
Thank you very much, guys. Bye!
Bye!
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.